Teacher, I have been seeing something in our society that causes great concern. The pharmaceutical companies and medical field have a pill drug for almost every mental, emotional problem for modern man. There is a pill for anxiety, stress, depression, Prozac, Zoloft, Xanax, etc. Fear of being around other people, Praxil. And just the other day on TV, an ad came on for a pill for anxiety, depression, etc. for children 8 to 12 years old. They say that certain ones aren't bad because they help the hormones in the brain. My question is, what will happen to our society in the future with people taking drugs for these so-called problems instead of using their God-given tools of meditation and spiritual path, preferably the eternal divine path, to cure these mental conditions on their own? Will this degrade and weaken the society?
Your problem with the whole society and all these taking the pills is we want instant gratification, and also the people who make these pills, they do not really study the cause of the problem. And I think the most of the thing we are doing in the society now is not to find the cause but to cure, without knowing why the problem is there. And so it's like drinking. Drinking makes people feel good. Okay. But you know, and then some people say, well, when I drink, you know, I'm more socialized. I can more socialize better. But why can't you socialize in the first place? You know, the person doesn't, they don't meditate in that. They realize what is wrong with them in the society. You know, when you want to socialize with other people, also, is it really necessary to socialize and be a social butterfly in your life? Or is it better to know yourself and see in what situation or what environment you feel more comfortable than pushing yourself? Because society tells us, you know, that we have to be a social person and socialize with other people. You know, is it really necessary or requirement? I don't think God said the goal of life is to become a social person, did he? He did not. So, instead of finding the cause of this problem, they give a temporary cure, or a temporary relief, I have to say, not really cure, because the person who takes the Prozac, it doesn't cure the problem, but it makes them feel good for a day or two, and then they're back where they were before they take the drug. So the cause of this problem should be realized and recognized. Why people are depressed? Are people as depressed as now we have in our society? How many people see a hearty laugh these days in our society? Have you seen a hearty laugh recently anywhere? Anybody can tell me you haven't perhaps seen a hearty laugh? You have?
At the Feast of Tabernacles.
Okay. So a hearty laugh has been the last absorbed in the universe was in the Feast of Tabernacles. Okay. And Isaiah has seen a hearty laugh.
We had one last night.
Me and you, right? Yeah, so the next one has been between me and Izzy, and we were together last night. And so anybody else in the internet have seen any hearty laugh recently? Sarji has seen one.
I did. It was he was like a little 18-month-old, severely developmentally delayed, but the happiest little kid you ever saw. Was he just laughed. He was so cute.
Okay, even that he didn't know about our society much.
No.
That was he was laughing. Anybody in the internet? One, two.
As we left Eve, I said to someone, the only time I really laugh is when I'm with my spiritual family at the Feast of Tabernacles, and true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can see, you know, it's, that doesn't exist, you know. But I have seen one, I have seen many, in that village, anyone, okay. People didn't have anything, people had very little. Probably their whole yearly income was around $200-$300 a year, okay. In that time of it was, what, 30, 40 years ago. But they were happy, you know. Probably the happiest place I ever seen was a man who didn't have even a teeth, you know, in his mouth. Okay. And she was laughing like crazy. She was so happy. She wasn't, you know, depressed. She wasn't, you know, unhappy in his life or her life. Okay. How come he or she, what, the people were so laughing in that, in the communities that they live in that village? Okay. They were very happy, very flowing, they're joking and they're happier. And why do we have it in a piece of tabernacle? Because in a piece of tabernacle, people are living in the comings of life. Are we going to have that kind of laugh in the comings of life? Yes, we will. Okay? The people are not afraid of each other. Their opinions are not that separate. That each person has their opinion, you're even afraid, are you politically correct or incorrect these days, if you open your mouth. Okay. You laugh because, you know, you are one and you have, you know, a spirit among yourselves. Not the ego and the mind which, you know, separates man from man and creates small universes, pockets of universes all over. Okay. There's a lot of the small universes, even in our society, each person living in their apartments or houses with their own universes. We are not connected. Our neighbor has their own universe, we have our own. Okay. We cannot interfere with their universe and they're afraid of our universe because they love their universe better than anything else. And in that universe, there is no God. Okay. Because if there was a true God among us, you know, are we afraid of each other in the mission? Because our universe is one. It's merged to each other as the base on God. So we are happier, we are more good. That has become even better as we create more communities of life. Okay. We are still affected with the society ourselves. Okay. We are not as powerful as open as we should. Because as I said, you don't have to come to your life. We are the fascinated body. And then we are in the mundanity and in the society. We have to go work where? In the society which doesn't teach our teaching. It's not based on the common supply. Are we affected with them? Yes, we are. We have to deal with those people that they have not no idea of, you know, how to meditate and awaken their spiritual forces and become one with us. So we can see now that as this problem becomes more and more and more, what happens to the people? There's more separation among people. There's more disunity between them. Is it natural for human to live like that? It is not a natural way for human to live. So society, the industrial progress, the technology, and all those things, and also our belief that we have the ability to live the way we want. We don't need God. We don't need a spiritual teaching. You know, just watch some of these talk shows in the television. Do they talk about God and what He wants? No, they're being the experts. What's the best way to live according to or listen to what's her name, Dr. Laura? Yeah. She thinks she is God. Okay, she tells you exactly what you should do. Okay, she has some good opinions. I'm not saying all what she says is wrong, but sometimes she's absolutely off the wall. Okay, but who is it? She's God to them. People call her to ask her what do they should do. Do they go to the Bible, go to the Quran, go to the Zohar to find out what God wants them to do in their life? No, they don't. So absolutely you can see the society is lost. And then when it doesn't work, when this relationship is not based on God, when the love is not based on God, you get what? You get depressed. You get unhappy. The chemical in your brain is not working correctly. Okay? Because what? You are a spirit. All our hormones, chemistry, our body, our relationship, our life is based on what? In a spirit. God is everything. Okay? So then we don't put our life in the right direction, in the right, you know, way, what happened to us? Okay? Our chemicals in our body become imbalanced. Okay? Of course, when the chemicals in your body imbalance, you know, you have to take what? You can take Prozac to make it balance, but does that take care of the problem? Does it take care of the cause of your problem? The cause of your problem is, again, goes back to the society. Goes back to humanity, our forgotten, the right path. It goes back to our relationship. It goes back to the, you know, our way of thinking and creating the society based on what? Ego trips and me and me and me. That not only destroys you, destroys your family, destroys the society, destroys your political system, the whole thing. And it's gonna get worse. It is gonna get worse, you know. You can mark my words. It's getting worse. That's incredible how bad it is out there. It's absolutely like Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay? And now, the only light on earth is us. We are the light of the world. We are here to, you know, to show the way. To tell that humanity, this is the way to live. The way to live is living in the compass of life. Awakening of experience and meditating. You know, coming in a more greater way than your body and what is in it for me only. The creation of the compass of life. We have to attract like-minded people. We have to create the compass of life. Okay? It's not just coming to the satsang, but a month of work in ahead of you. Every time you come to the satsang, there is a month of work before you come to the other satsang. Coming to the satsang and feeling good, then we can go to the church and feel good. Okay? The preachers there actually a couple of times a week, instead of once a month. Okay? But do they create the fullness of life? No. So we have to find the cause of the problem. What is the cause of the depression? What's the cause of the aggressiveness in the children? Were the children like this? Did they have the anti-depression 50 years ago? Nobody even knew anti-depression and all that. The kids were laughing and joking and playing and jumping and having fun. Of course, the kids who loses this one of his talents when they are 3, 4, 5 years old, that's a shock. Okay. Everything is so permanent for a child. It's so set in the stone. And suddenly one part of their life is just cut off away from them. You have no idea what kind of effect is that. That is selfishness between the two couple, that for their own selfish reason, they put the child in that, okay, situation. Again, society becomes selfish. What's it in for me? Not that God said, you have to get married and stay together and grow children. Even like, actually I read there's a movement now that some people, singles, they are objecting to the privileges that some companies are giving to the people with children. They are saying, why we are giving those privileges to the people that have children and they're creating child care that belongs to the workplace. And they said, no, we want the same kind of the privileges. The again, society doesn't think the base of the society is the family. The society has lost that idea. Okay, that children are the most important part of the society. A society based on take care of them and being them, you know, very good children, educated, well mannered, you know, nurture children. And then we do what? We give them Prozac and a pill to make them not to be depressed. You can see again, you know, we have lost our way. This is not the way to lead. This is not God's, okay, base society and human way to lead. We know it. We have to tell other people to know it. We have to get together and turn things around. You know, as I said very time, we are swimming against the tide. Okay? But tide is slowing down. People are realizing something is right here. Okay? A lot of people getting to this point that there is something wrong. You know, as I said, even in our system, people are start talking. We didn't know, you know, that our vote doesn't count. Somebody told me, I didn't know that absentee vote doesn't count if there is a landslide. Or the vote from overseas doesn't count if it's a landslide. Unless I thought my vote counts no matter what. But it didn't. I didn't know machines can make mistakes. and I didn't know that they threw 20,000 of the votes out because, you know, the machine couldn't read it. Or why did one of these two concede and say, okay, for the good of the country, I'm not going to accept other guy is wrong. You can see a lot of people are not talking, no, it's not perfect. So you can see, I don't want to make you depressed about the world, but you are lucky you have the way. Okay? They are given the way to change this thing. You don't have to conform to something that you know is not perfect. We have the way to turn this thing around, but we need to get on with it. We need to create the comfort of life. We need to be dedicated. We need to realize what we are doing here is the will of God. Okay? That's fine, as I say, you know. If this thing happens, doesn't happen this lifetime, I'll be back. Okay. And eventually we are going to get this thing moving. But, of course, there are situations, very rare situations. First of all, we have to set the society in the right place, in the right direction, in the right foundation. Second, every person should meditate, awaken the ritual process. They're interrelated things. Everything is interrelated. Individual person work on themselves, individual work on the society. Society gets better, individual feels better. They awake, more people awaken their spiritual forces, more people getting married to the society. Society even gets better. Then more people, you see, there is a complete back and forth, take and give and take, you know, relationship goes between individual and the society. Okay? As we heal the society, individual is going to be healed, and individual learn how to heal themselves. Of course, if there is a person in a good society, in a system that set up in God's way, and still such a person is depressed, okay, and they still meditate and they cannot get it, maybe then Prozac might help. Okay, but if it becomes something that people just pop up and eat it because it's there and millions of people are on it, then there's something wrong. So those medicine things, we have to find the cure, the reason, the you know, cause of the problem, when the cause is found, it should take care of itself. And they should be used very rarely. It's not something that should be just, you know, given away to everybody to use them. And each person should meditate, awakeness which forces, realize, you know, why they are depressed, and they take care of the cure of depression. Of course, depression can be physical, you know, and if it's physical, you might, you know, cure it with a nutritional thing in your life, nutrition. And there are many, many ways you have to avoid to take pill as much as you can. But if you reach a point that you have no choice, of course, you know, you have no choice. You know, you have to help your body to heal itself. So, and if you give the body a chance, usually it does heal itself. But you have to give the body a chance. So it's a, taking the pill, it has much deeper reasons for it than just it's there, I should take it. There should not be that much depression in a society. If there's so much depression, that society has gone wrong. There should not be depression for children. If they're depressed, there's something gone wrong. Okay. And then, but if there is no other way, also we believe in the metatronic science. It's a science based on the spirit. Okay. Eventually, all these things in the consciousness of light and the future can be cured with the light therapy, with the meditation, with the, you know, realizing, you know, your body and the things that spiritually help to heal yourself. Does that make sense?
Again, Maitreya, it makes so much sense, and thank you so much. And I know someone who works for a pharmaceutical sales company, and I would love them to read these words at some point. Thank you.
You're welcome. Actually, drugs and drug companies, they're one of the people that make most money in the, you know, in the world right now, because, you know, they're selling everything from anything you need. As the question says, they have created pill for anything, for depression, for, you know, all the things that people take them. But the question is it permanent? The effect is not permanent. That is the thing you have to think about. If I take a pill and 2 days later I go back to be depressed, it did not cure the reason for it. If it did not cure the reason, therefore it's not something permanent, therefore it's not... And another thing, when you take the drug, usually it takes from other part of your body to cure something you have problem with. As we talked about the LSD and other drugs, okay? When people take those things, it weakens your immune system in other ways. Okay? It has to take his energy and the power to heal from somewhere of your body to do it. Okay? Therefore, you usually become weaker by taking drugs, too much drugs in other parts. Then maybe you should type this word and send it to them. but the drug company are not going to listen to our words. Individual, sure. If we get most people on earth not to fall for this advertising and all this, the drug company are going to change their ways.
The demand is there.
Exactly. If the demand is there and people are going to demand for antidepressive drugs, they will make it for you. But if people learn to meditate and cure themselves, and the depression goes down, they're going to put their effort and money and energy to something more, you know, conducive to the spiritual way of living. That is going to make money in our system, but they're going to make money in a better way. Okay, that by curing the reason, the cause of the problem, just not the band-aid.